From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Friday, July 13th. Look for another typical summer day across the region today, although it's off to a pleasant start. We'll see mostly sunny skies, look for a high of 94. Humidity will also be on the increase today. Enjoy it, because we'll see more heat over the weekend, plus showers and thunderstorms will be returning to the forecast. The Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting an increase in foodborne illness linked in part to salads from McDonald's. Public Health spokesperson Melanie Arnold says about 90 people have become sick with the cyclosporiasis, an internal illness caused by a parasite.
They've been reported in counties across Illinois, northern, central, southern Illinois, and people reported starting becoming ill in mid-May. So if somebody has eaten salad from McDonald's and they did develop diarrhea, fatigue, they should contact a healthcare provider and talk to them about testing and treatment.
Arnold says so far only about a fourth of the cases in Illinois have been linked to McDonald's salads. She says the state is working with federal officials to determine other sources of the foodborne illness. The House Committee on Veterans Affairs yesterday passed legislation designed to reform hiring for human resource positions at VA facilities. The measure is co-sponsored by Southern Illinois Congressman Mike Bost. The Murfreesboro Republican told the committee the issue hits close to home to him. After a survey at the Marion VA Medical Center showed a decline in communication between management and staff and reporting problems to management.
Our oversight subcommittee staff then visited Marion in order to get a firsthand look at the issue of the facility. During that site visit, multiple employees raised concerns about poor management, poor communication, distrust between leadership and management, and the lack of accountability.
The bill instructs the VA to establish qualifications for each HR position and establish standardized performance metrics similar to the private sector. The bill now moves to the House floor. Well, as the summer campaign season heats up for the November elections, the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute released town hall meeting guidelines in an effort to encourage open and vigorous dialogue between the public and policymakers. WSIU's Amelia Blakely has more.
When the late U.S. Senator Paul Simon met with constituents during town hall meetings, Simon Institute Director John Shaw says he would sit at a table in front of the public with a notepad and say,
"Now, I'm Paul Simon, tell me what's on your mind."
However, that was about 21 years ago, and today we live in a polarized political world. Shaw says polarization has made many town hall meetings opportunities for the right and left activist groups to create disruption.
In fact, a number of lawmakers are no longer doing in-person town hall meetings.
Instead of meeting face-to-face with their constituents, Shaw says his research shows policymakers having virtual town hall meetings through the phone our internet. The Simon Institute decided to create guidelines that could provide a roadmap of how to have productive in-person town hall meetings. These guidelines are not made to take out the passion of politics, but rather lay the foundation for the polarized political parties to find common ground and maintain a vital part of the country's democracy. To read the recommendations or hear the full interview, go to news.wsiu.org. I'm Amelia Blakely.
Jackson County woman faces a five-count indictment related to the death of her husband. Jackson County State's Attorney's Office says the indictment claims that 54-year-old Carmen Stonemark of DeSoto hired a man to kill her husband, 76-year-old Frank Stonemark. Mrs. Stonemark faces one count of first-degree murder and two counts of solicitation of murder for allegedly hiring James Michael Deese to kill Stonemark. The indictment also charges her with concealment of a homicidal death for moving her husband's body. Mrs. Stonemark faces up to 60 years in prison for first-degree murder, up to 30 years for solicitation of murder, and up to 5 years for concealment of homicidal death. Deese pleaded guilty this week to killing Mr. Stonemark last October by strangling and choking him. Well, the SIU men's basketball team not only had a successful season on the court with 20 wins, it also got the job done in the classroom. The Salukis were among a small number of Division I programs to earn the Team Academic Excellence Award from the National Association of Basketball Coaches. The award is given to programs with a team GPA of 3.0 or greater during the 2017-2018 academic year. SIU guard Marcus Bartley carried a perfect 4.0 GPA and was an All-Academic All-American in 2018. According to the Missouri Valley Conference, under head coach Barry Hinson, SIU has a 90% graduation rate for players who have exhausted eligibility at SIU, and six former players have returned to campus to finish their degrees. Weather-wise, today on this Friday, yes, it is the 13th, but It should be a nice day despite that. Sunny skies, we'll see a high around 94. We will see the humidity on the increase a little bit. Winds will be out of the east at 5 miles an hour. Mostly clear conditions tonight. Look for an overnight low of 71. Then tomorrow, mostly sunny, hot and humid. We'll see a high of 95. Heat index values tomorrow's high is 105 degrees. Chance of showers and thunderstorms will enter into the forecast tomorrow night. That chance of showers and thunderstorms is going to stay with us on Sunday. We'll see highs in the lower to middle 90s on Sunday. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.